Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Darling Downs Local News. It's Dan McRae with you. I'll just take a quick look at the weather before we get into it. A cool start across the region this morning, getting up to 25 in Toowoomba today. 27's the top for the South Burnett and 28 across the Maranoa. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Wednesday, November 22. A man charged with attempted murder following a Withcott crash. Authorities are investigating a fatal Newtown unit fire. And calls continue for Queensland's Police Commissioner to be stood down. Let's get into it. Emergency services have been busy across the region. Firstly, detectives have charged a 46-year-old Rockville man with attempted murder in relation to a serious traffic crash at Withcott. Shortly after 3 p.m. on Sunday, a crash occurred on Toowoomba Connection Road between two vehicles whose drivers are known to each other. Police allege a ute deliberately hit a Nissan sedan, causing it to leave the road and crash. And when the 33-year-old Boronia Heights man got out of the vehicle, the utility has allegedly driven at him before fleeing the scene. The driver of the sedan suffered serious head injuries and was flown to Brisbane Hospital for treatment. Jonathan Wright faced court yesterday where his matter was adjourned for next month and he was remanded in custody. Meanwhile, police are investigating a fatal fire in a Newtown unit which claimed the life of an elderly woman. As our reporter Courtney Thomas explains, emergency crews were called to Gordon Avenue in the early hours yesterday.
Police and emergency crews were called to the scene around 3:30 a.m. responding to a fire. An 80-year-old woman's body was found deceased while a 72-year-old man managed to escape and was transported to hospital for medical assessment. Investigations into the cause of the fire are ongoing and a report has been prepared for the coroner.
And three teenagers are in hospital with serious injuries following an alleged fiery stolen car crash at Brightview in the Lockyer Valley region. Two 15-year-old boys and one 17-year-old girl were travelling in a Mazda CX-9 when it crashed while attempting to overtake a truck yesterday. Mark Nugent from the Queensland Ambulance Service says the scene was quite horrific.
Far too often now we are seeing the increased incidents of people that are unfortunately driving a little bit excessive speed, and which creates some issues for us, not only for the ambulance, but fire, local communities and police obviously as well.
Meanwhile, there's calls to sack Queensland's first female police commissioner following a scathing report detailing a culture of racism and misogyny within the service. 78 recommendations were made for change in the Commission of Inquiry into the police's handling of domestic and family violence. Opposition leader David Crisafulli has come out in defence of Katerina Carroll, saying she needs to be able to focus to implement these recommendations. Moving over to sport, and Rugby Australia has selected the under-16 male players who'll join a development camp on the Gold Coast next month. The squad was selected following the Under-16s National Championship and includes two Toowoomba Grammar products. That's Evold Kruger and Chase Oates. And in the WBBL, the Brisbane Heat will meet the fourth-placed Hobart Hurricanes in tonight's Eliminator at Karen Rolton Oval. If the Heat win, they'll be back up the next day to play the Adelaide Strikers in the Challenger Final. Kingaroy product Courtney Sipple and Toowoomba's Georgia Vole will play for Brizzy, while Dolby's Ruth Johnson suits up for Hobart.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.